Steps for implementing a differential reinforcement of low rate procedure would be as follows. First, the teacher would identify the frequency in which the problem behavior was occurring. Again, if we're using the example of talking out in class or raising a hand too frequently, the teacher may say that during her reading class, this occurred 15 to 20 times during a 15-minute class, which again was providing little opportunity for the teacher to interact with any other student. But hand raising or asking for assistance is not a behavior that the teacher would like to extinguish totally. So the teacher would then identify at what level would she like the student to perform the behavior. It might be that she would want the student to raise his or her hand 3 times during the 15-minute reading time period. So what the teacher would then say, I want to start from the level that the student's currently performing to the level in which I want him to be performing that particular behavior. So she would gradually reinforce the student for doing less of the behavior. If the student was calling out answers 15 times during a 15-minute reading time instruction, she may want to say, I want him to get that down to 5. So she would gradually reduce that from 15 to 12. And if the student reduced his rate from 15 to 12 during 2 or 3 days of instruction, each day he met that goal, he would receive a reinforcement. Once he's stabilized or is able to maintain that level of 12 for a certain period of time, then the teacher then may reduce the level from 12 to 9. And again, the same requirements would be in place. If the student met his goal of only talking out or calling out answers 9 times during the reading instruction, he would get reinforcement for that particular period. If he didn't meet his goal, if he exceeded that, he would not get public acknowledgement or whatever reinforcement strategy the teacher may choose to implement to reinforce the behavior.